Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Go ahead and pray. Oh, he's worthy to be praised. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead and praise him. Praise him as long as you want to. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Because he's worthy to be praised. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. I say he's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. He's all we ever needed. Loves us with a love that you can't explain. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord is in this place today. I say he's in this place today. He said, well, one or two was gathered in his name. He would be in the midst of us. So I thank him for being here. I thank the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I have a lot of time to think. And I thank him for it. I thank him for every trial, everything, because it has made me a much better person, I hope. But I tell you, there's nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nothing. No trial, no test, nothing you go through can separate you from his love. And I learned that. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. But as I've been this week, I said, Lord, the church need rain. I ain't preaching on that day, but the church need rain. The saints need rain. They're tired, washed out, you know, just pressing through. They need rain. Nothing like a good rain when things is all dried up. And though, you know, we're going through tests and we passing some, you know, we still got the victory in some. We praising the Lord. But ain't nothing like a good rain. Praise the Lord. So I'm asking God for a rain. I'm asking for the latter rain because he promised it. I'm asking for it because he promised it. And before I start, I'm just up here and I'm just, you know, my body tired, but my spirit feeling pretty good. Alicia, come here, baby. Praise the Lord. Alyssa. Alyssa. God want to use you, but you sit, you look, and I see you. I see you when I come here. I see you. You wonder about a lot of things. You know, Lord, why this and what happened there. But God is going to begin to visit you. You just ask him. Just say, Lord, what all you don't understand, tell him. Don't try to figure it out for yourself. You tell him, you say, Lord, I don't understand such and such thing. And I don't understand why he did this. Tell God. Ask him. And he's going to tell you some things way beyond your years. And you're going to wonder where it come from. And your mother's going to wonder where it come from. But you are a lovely child. Raise your hands. I'm asking God to touch you. I'm asking God to fill you while you're young. I'm asking him to fill you with his spirit while you're young. Praise the Lord. And I'm asking him to fill you up where you can be a blessing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't know what kind of friends you got, but I got to read. You're not a follower of such and such. You're kind of in. Let me see what they're going to do here. You know. Praise the Lord. Thank you. You have to worry. She's not a follower as such. But God has his hands on your life. And God want to bless you. And I'm asking you now, Father, to touch her now. Oh, God, fill her with your spirit. Fill her with your spirit, Lord, while she's in this age. In Jesus' name, Father. In Jesus' name. Help her to respond, Lord, to you. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. And you're not going to sit there bored no more. Get bored. Because God's going to use you and listen. You may not understand, but you will. You come and tell Grandma. Praise what he's doing in your life. Or you can text me. You know how your texts are going. You know? You can do that. But I believe that God is going to really use your life. Amen. But it's needed for young people. It's needed. Somebody needs to stand. Somebody got to stand. And he's going to use you. So you go in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, I'm here. And I pray, God, that you would let me expound and anoint me, Lord, to minister to your people. This is what it's all about. I thank you for the love as I look on the faces of those who come to me. I can tell that there's love, I mean true love, for me. And they love the church. And when somebody said about the church, they loved it. Yes, we do love this church, God. And we ask you that we would open our arms and let others come in now. There are people out there that really need us. People that need someone to tell them the truth. Give us the love, God, that we need. Oh, Father, in Jesus' name, I pray you would feed us today with food that will help us all the week. Food that we can eat all the week, Lord. And think about it. Lord, I just love you today. Use thy servant. I'm here in the name of Jesus. Turn around, take somebody's hand and say, I'm really glad you're here. I'm glad you're here. I want to minister to you of what the Holy Spirit been telling me this week. And I was flabbergasted. Many of us as Christians, all of us, we pray, don't we? Let me see your hand. Sure, you pray. But I said, Lord, I'm kind of, sister brought something wonderful today to Sunday school. And she said, you know, the demons tremble at the name of Jesus. It says that. What do we do when we hear his name? So I began to think, now this is not what I'm preaching on, but I thought that was wonderful. I thought I'd bring it just in case. But what the Lord is impressing on today is something that's going to bring us closer to him. I know people pray. I know people try to pray certain hours. They try to pray 15 minutes. They try to pray a 10-minute prayer. They try to pray. Amen. But prayer is really a conversation with God. Keep that. Prayer is a conversation with God. Why do he tell us not to cease from praying? And I've looked at that many, many times. But the Lord told me, he said, look in these books and see what prayer is. Go to 1 Kings, the 18th chapter. Beginning at the 41st verse. And I know you've read this many times, but may God, through the Holy Spirit, bless your spirit and change you this day as he's changing me. I just really want to thank the Lord. 41. And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is an abundance of rain, a sound of abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink. And Elijah went up to the top of Carmel. He cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees. He said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there's nothing. And he said, go again. He said it seven times. And it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, behold, there arises a little cloud out of the sea, like a man's hand. And he said, go up, say unto Ahab, prepare your chariots, and get you down, that the rain stop you not. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind. And there was a great rain, and Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. And the hand of the Lord was on Elijah. And he girded up his loins and he ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. This week, God has been trying to show me what prayer is. In this time, Ahab, y'all know the story about Elijah. And I would have liked a lot. I want to just get, I mean, there's a lot of scriptures on. But wonder do we really know what prayer is? Hello? Now, if you read it closely, the Bible say when Elijah, first he spoke a word through prophets, he said, tell him to get up because he know that God was going to answer his prayer. He didn't know when God was going to. Listen, we are coming to a place as Christians, even you that's in to hear this word, that you will be able to speak a word before it ever come to pass. And you will know that God has spoke to you. And you stand with me? So he told the servant, he said, go up. First to tell Ahab to get ready. Now, it hadn't rained. He said, go up because I hear the sound of abundance of rain. We were here Wednesday. And I'm studying this in my spirit. I'm studying this. The sister came and she kept looking back. And she said, I hear the sound of rain. Now, y'all can say what you want about the woman. I was studying this and asking God about it. And she turned around, she said, Sister Davis, I hear rain in this church. And I ain't said nothing to this woman. So I know God can use who he want to use, do what he want to do, and you better stop. Oh, I got this now, right now. You better stop judging folks and who the word come through because God can use a donkey. She said, I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. And she said, I kept looking back because I thought it was raining back there. I hear rain. I say, thank you, Lord. So I know this is for our church. This is for our. Now listen. Elijah went up on this mountain. First he told, I hear the sound. Now it wasn't no rain. It was dry. It was so dry. Folk were eating babies and eating donkeys. And it was dry. It was a famine. It was so dry. And then Ahab, then Elijah steps up and said, go tell him to get down and go eat and drink because it's I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Oh, thank you, Lord. God is getting ready to let you hear the end from the beginning. You're going to start something and you're going to know what the end is. And you're going to speak and people are going to wonder, what are you talking about? But you in your spirit, say my spirit, if I receive this, Lord, I'm going to be able to help. Jesus told the man, say, go, your son liveth. Now the man was dying, but Jesus say, when you say that Jesus, that is, the Bible say, you got to believe he came in the flesh. He said, go, your son liveth. But the man was dying. We read about children of God. It's time for us to experience what we've been reading in the word of God. Oh my God, help me. So when Elijah went up, he was so sure. God had told him it's going to rain. Ain't seen nothing. I mean, dry is a powder can. The earth cracking. I mean, dry. Folks was really in bad shape. But he said, but God told him, I'm going to send rain. God done told you something. He done told you he's going to send some rain. He done told you something. Praise the Lord. And no matter what you see, you got to believe it. You got to testify about it. You got to tell the world about it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sister, she said it almost today. She said, God told me it's not so. Cancer's not so. So she told the doctors, it's not so. And they looking at her like she crazy. So don't think you're going to tell that you're going to say something and people going to be just doop, 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 doop. No. The world is foolishness to the world, what we understand. So he went up. Now, did it say he stayed up there a minute? He prayed. And then people prayed when they prayed. He prayed the first time, nothing happened. I've read this many times. He prayed the first time. He prayed with expectation because that's what David said. David said, I will pray with expectation. I'm looking for something to happen. When David was down there praying for his son, he was looking for somebody to come and say, this son lives. Praise the Lord. So when you go into your prayer, it's going to be different now. He said, go up. He said, do what you see. He said, I don't see nothing. He said, go back again. Now listen, this dude that's going, He thinking this man is crazy. He running up there and said, well, when he got about the sixth time, he said, oh, well, I got to go, you know, it's my master. I don't see nothing. Look like it's the live before. It may look like it. I say it may look like it. But God is broken undercover. God is broken undercover. I say God is broken undercover. I don't care what it looked like. God told me, he said, don't look at what it looked like. When I tell you something, just believe it. Pray like you believe it. He went up the seventh time. Now, Domingo, I know he was shocked. This dude went. He said, a little bitty cloud. Because there wasn't no clouds. There wasn't no rain clouds in the sky. He come back. He said, I see a little cloud. And the Lord just thought, if I ain't got to see a big rain cloud, all I got to do is see a little thing of God. That's all I got to see. I just got to see that I know he's moving. He said, now let's get up. Hallelujah. Let's go now. Praise the Lord. I tell you that blessed me so. And God told me, he said, push in prayer. He said, push. He said, pray until something happens. Pray until something happens. He said, don't give up. People get down and pray. You know, he said, well, I pray. You get down there, you pray a little prayer, you know. But sometimes you're going to have to get down there and stay. Hallelujah. And he said, you're going to have to stay until the answer comes. You got to pray through. That's good, sister. I want to read the other. You got to pray. Push. God told me, said, you got to push. You get sometime in the month, the night you wake up, praise the Lord, you know, and something's in your heart. You know, you got to pray. You got to pray until something happens. And if God tells you to pray without ceasing, then every time you wake up, you ought to have a prayer. You know, and I'm trying to come into, I said, Lord, I got to have this. Oh, I got to have this. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to go to Luke 18. Help me, Lord. Say, help, O Lord. Luke 18, the first verse. And he spake a parable unto them, to this end that men ought always to pray. Y'all got 18? Ain't along the way. Saying, that was, now listen, that Jesus, this is red letters. That was in the city a judge would fear not, and there was a widow in that city. She came unto him saying, you know, got a situation. Lord, avenge me. Lord, you step in here. So both of us can't be there. No, this got to be him. He like do things and do it. And he would not for a while. But you think the lady started on regard, man? Now that woman had to be coming every week, maybe twice a week. After what they almost do, and they say, oh, there that woman is. What's your name? My name is Rebecca. You tell the king, and then she came back. They said, you need to stop coming. No, I want to see the king. Coming until I see the king. I can't stop. I got to see the king. He would not for a while, he said, yet because this widow troubled me. Now this is the man talking. Amen. She will weary me. You can't weary God until he comes. Somebody said to weary God. Well, then I didn't think too much about it. But I said, but now you can't weary God. God avenge his own elect. Shall not God avenge me? Shall not God avenge? Not just sometime, but cry day and night though he. But I say, Lord, you know, this is a wonderful journey I'm on. Hallelujah. I'm going to learn tricks. Woo-hoo. Teaching me all. They're trying to, I say, but Lord, you know what we can bear. You know. I'm telling you, praise the Lord. And God told me, go back and tell the saints, it's tired. You got to push. If you want to see God move in this hour, you got to pray until your expectations come to pass. Because God will. He will avenge you. Pray for a little while, and then we go to complaining. Well, I mean, I've been praying. You know now, you know how long I've been praying. You know, I'm just a human being, and I'm tired. So therefore, he knows you. He knows what you can bear. It's the prayer. But there are things in some people's lives that they have waited. I'm telling you, I said, Lord, we got to wait. Search out you know, I had, and then I'll go someplace else. While I'm waiting, I'm trying to find out what's going on. And find what, get you some, listen, you getting weapons. A woman came on scene and she was talking about how she was born with an incurable disease. She had an incurable disease. Where it was something, I don't know, you can't walk and your hands be stripped. Something like some kind of arthritis or something. And it was, and I don't know if anybody knew him. And she said, Lord, I'm saved. He said, I want you to come on. She said, Lord, I'm saved. She went up to prayer. Y'all can look at his own all the week, I think. She would tell what she did. She said she went into, he gave her, he went into John. He didn't heal her then. And John, she began to read John. And everything that John said, she said, ooh, the word is somebody. Now, y'all, hey, she didn't say, Lord. Now, she said, no, you said, everyone that knocks, everyone that believes, he said, I will answer. And so you got, you, I said, God, you promised. You promised the church. You promised us. I'm going to read a few verses. This just blessed me, so I'm telling you. I'm telling you my recipe, pray. You know, hallelujah. You want that old-time religion back, we got to go back. He didn't knock it, he didn't say, in my, he said, it shall be open. But you don't knock, you're gonna, if you're trying to get into somebody's house, you're going to knock. You're going to knock. It's woohoo. As soon as you knock long enough, if they up in there, then who the heck is that knock? We went to one, said, no, if you ain't my mama, my daddy, if somebody ain't down, don't knock on this door. But praise, if I said, if you knock, you can get in. But you got to keep knocking. You can't give up. You got to keep knocking. Our season. Now, we've heard that before. Hallelujah. And then Colossians say prayer with thanks. So while you praying, be thanking God for your answer. Because you're coming in expectations. He said, in Psalms, David said, I will all day because my expectation is from him. I'm going to never have, I don't think he meant to pray fast no certain days. It don't say he meant to, I said, Lord, and the first day, the baby was still, you know, holding on. The second day, third day, fourth day. Now, see, that's what you. He's going to answer as you stay on your knees before him. In expectation, ask God. Whatever you ask, it shall be given. But you got to ask him. He promised. I said, he promised to give it. So one day I was down, he said, what do you want? Will it have to be done in this case here? Let your will be done. Let your will be done. Praise the Lord. But I tell you, my expectation is from him. I'm going with understanding. I'm not expecting to ask him for a piece of something. He give me something else. No, you said it this morning. And at his name, every knee, every problem. Your name is above all names. And at your name, everything must bow. Praise the Lord. So we must pray without ceasing. Hallelujah. And so, I don't know if it took her a year. If it took her a year, she there. I don't know how long. It didn't sweat. She worried that man so until he said, get her out the way. What you want? He sure did. And he was a man. So God is trying to tell you. That's what he's trying to tell you. Praise the Lord. If a woman in the natural can get a child of the king, what about me? I'm going to answer your. You can ask or think. I'm going to do something. Praise the Lord. That's going to. I dare you to believe it. All things are possible. I'm so happy. How'd I get here? I said, you got something planned. Come on, let's do it. Show me how, Lord. Show me how. I ain't just was born. I ain't just been in this. I've been in this thing a long time. I say, but God, show me how. Show me how. Don't let people sit up there. No, don't cry for me, baby. I'm having a ball. I get through all this. And the Lord told me, he said, I said, Lord, you know, so much chaos, boxes everywhere. He said, that's where it was when I stepped out. He said, but all I got to say is be still. He said, all the chaos, I'll help you through it. So finally, I just started opening boxes and doing stuff and making stuff work for me, making me shelves. I was taking little things. There wasn't no chef and made me a chef. And I said, Lord, I'll do something else. He said, I'm with you. He said, just like your life in chaos, I'm getting ready to put it in order. I'm going to speak to the chaos. I'm going to speak to the chaos in their lives. Tell them all ahead, let there be light. The light will come because he said it. I'm just jumping with excitement. I said, Lord, you know, you just something else. He's everything. Woo! He's everything. He's everything. No matter how long it take, don't change the subject until you get the answer to what you asked. It's over here. No, don't change. Now, see, you got to start all over. No, keep your subject till he say he, come on. So you figure, well, he ain't going to do that without asking this way. No. Whatever you want from God, you at. Because if you trouble him, which you can't trouble him, but be like that lady. Hell, I'm coming with this until you do something. And I'm praying. You watched on God do something wonderful, something fabulous. All shall be done. Whatever his will is, it's going to be done. Thank you, Jesus. Through just believing what he say. Just giving it to him. Quit trying to. That will make you tired. But we're supposed to have rest. But the people of God is tired. Because the devil trying to wear you out. Prayer, praise, hallelujah. I said, that is your answer. Take it to God every day, every moment of the day. And see, won't he do something? He's going to move. I said, he's going to move. Hallelujah. Because this woman ain't no better than us. This woman was not praying to God. She was praying to a man. I said, I'm going to answer. And Jesus is so good. Jesus is so good. Because he see your heart. He see the reason why. Praise God. Whole. Maybe you didn't do it the way, whatever. Do you want to be made whole? Rise up and walk. Hallelujah. God is a good God. I come to tell you, God is a two little prayer. No. Get into prayer. Even though we got the. But cross over. Step over. You know what I'm saying? All my life I told Larry, you know, I prayed from 5 to 6 o'clock because they watched me for an hour. I tried to watch with God for an hour. But now, she'll see about what you want. I said, we got to get sincere. And I said, now, Lord, this church is city. What you teaching me, will it work? Hello? I said, I know it'll work if we pray. Pray. So people just didn't pray a minute. But they would fight until the sun went down. Come on, children of God. We not in a party. In an army. An army fights. Amen. And so God has put us because of the love that's in this church. He put us on the front line. So we're going to help the brothers. In the name of Jesus. I hope this has helped you. It just blessed me. It blessed me so. It just blessed me so. And I looked at Elijah, one this last one. Went up on the hill, you know, called all the prophets. He said, if God be God, serve God. And if he be Baal, serve Baal. But the Bible, first chance. You pick the one, the thing you want to burn, and you know, just do what you want. Let him be God. God is getting ready to answer by fire. As you pray. As you wait. So, here it is. Now, they started off in the morning, 6 o'clock. Praying and calling. And he just said, hey, call him. Maybe he don't hear. Hey, maybe sleep. Maybe going on a journey. Call him louder. And they was cutting himself and they doing everything. Trying to go until the evening sacrifice, which is like almost 6 o'clock. He let them, that there's a God in heaven. He want Israel to know. And oh, thank you, Holy Spirit, heaven. And as you pray, you're going to be able to help people. And they're going to know that there's a God in heaven as you pray. God gonna give you the words that they can't go by. They just can't talk to these people. But he gonna give you the words to say that's gonna touch them. Praise God. When you're trying to do things yourself, it's hard. I say it's hard. Praise the Lord. That he said, God. I don't know exactly what words. Maybe you should read it. He said that you're still their God. That they may serve you and not another God. And bam, that fire came down. Wham! Hit the altar, burned up the sacrifice. They put Christ, ate up the dust, and then drank the water about the thing. Stand up! is our God. Our God is a what? This same God is the God we serve. It ain't, this is not, he's able. I said he's able. But you got to let him. I said you got to let him. I'm ready for God to just do no program finish. I ain't sitting down trying to write a program. I told God, I said, God, just do your thing. Just do what you want to do. I said, Lord, you let. So I heard Dee Dee break out. Come on, come on. Hallelujah. We got to get to God. People need man on your problems. That's everybody, baby. But God wants you now to help other people to come. You got people that's, you even said, but oh, they just need some help. But you can't do it in yourself. It got to be God. Jesus said, I do, come on, do what I see my Father do. Amen. What Miriam brought today, I thought about it. I said, Lord, that's the way I want to love you. My soul would tremble. Lord, I don't want nothing just to say. You know, talk is so easy. See God move. I say, I'm going to see God move. Man shall behold our God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Don't bring in your dances because I don't believe in it. You would dance like David danced. Hallelujah. I said you would dance and perform it. I'm sorry, I don't believe in it. And I don't want to make nobody feel bad. 40 years ago, they didn't do nothing but come in and serve God. We didn't have no phones. We didn't have this on under the shoes. Hallelujah. Patches on their pants. But we sure enough reached God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, as I tell you, I'm through. We're going to come up. And we're going to ask one of the deacons to take this. Come, let us commune together.